and gentlemen, and welcome to the Low Sodium Show. I am your host, Mark Lennon, Crew Wheeler, and welcome, y'all, man. We're going to have a great show tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about some stuff, some new age, new thought process stuff that that are coming out in the market that are pretty damn interesting. Along with that, we're going to talk, start a little series on talking about fall patterns. We're starting to get into that fall time. You know, many of you guys up in the northern realms, start your fall patterns actually now. And we're talking about things you need to look for. This is the time of the year we're going to catch your most bass. Later in your fall season, this is where you're going to catch your biggest bass. And basically, this is, you know, we're going to break down what you need to look for, and everything involved in that. So it's going to be really, really awesome show. I'm really excited. But first, I have to do my intro to my awesome sauce co-host slash producer. Ladies and gentlemen, may I welcome Matt Yak Chum Trucks. What's going on, man?
Hey, good evening, Mark. What's going on?
Not much here, man.
I actually got out and did a little low-sodium fishing this weekend, so it was pretty cool, man.
Tell me about it, bud.
Did a float trip down the Delaware River. That's the largest river in New Jersey, which separates the border between New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York City. Or not New York,
nice.
New York State, I meant. And, we went on a 7.5-mile float trip with the New Jersey Heroes on the Water. We took a bunch of vets out fishing over there.
That's awesome.
Man, it's loaded with smallmouth, man. It was pretty much, throw a spinner bait, throw a Texas rig worm or a wacky worm right in that little rip of the rapids, And
yep.
Boom! Nice little fighters, man.
Awesome. Aren't they fun?
Absolutely. That was a good time.
Cool, man. See?
So.
I'm converting you. You we hear that, Matt is going to be the next, I just forgot his name. Smallmouth dude out of Maryland and Pennsylvania, fishing the Susquehanna.
Herschel?
No. Wilderness guy.
Offhand, I don't remember.
Yeah, I'll remember in a little bit. But
all right. Well, in
awesome,
the chat room,
man. Go ahead.
Yeah, not bad, man. But I want to give a shout out to everybody we got in the chat room. We got T. Morsh and Tommy Hedjigs. Welcome, guys.
Excellent.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And folks, if you're in the if you live in Virginia, Maryland, North Carolina, Northeast North Carolina, and Delaware, and you're listening to the show and you want to have Tommy Hedjigs and your local dealer, let me know. Send me an email. And I will work my darndest to get Tommy Hedjigs in that local tackle shop for you. And, we talk about all of our I talk about all these sponsors, and it's the God's honest truth is how awesome these companies are. I don't have a single one that isn't owned by an American, okay, or doesn't make their product in America, or is their goal to stimulate the economy in America. It's something that I wouldn't do. And folks, Tommy Head Jigs are the best shaky head, best light swim bait, light saltwater jig heads out in the market right now. And that's the God's honest truth. You ask anyone who uses them, they will tell you that they transferred over to Tommy Head Jigs for all their fresh and saltwater fishing jig head needs. I mean, that's just the God's honest truth. We're going to have a great show. But the first part we're going to start off with is the new hook styles that are coming out now. I know we did a show on hooks a few weeks back, and I failed to mention knotless hooks. Hey, Matt, if you could, go ahead and find easytohook.com and post their link on the chat room, please.
Sure thing.
This is a new thing coming out. There are several companies that are making these knotless hooks. And it's been really a lot of fun talking about them. I really want everyone to really consider trying to use them. Buy a pack and just try to use them. And I know, trust me, I'm a knot guy. I tie hundreds of knots every day as my job as a mate. But, you know, just like anything else, if there's something new, if there's not something that could be better, why would we still keep using the same thing that's been working if we can find something different? And actually, this system has been used before throughout the millennia, which is kind of cool. We'll talk more about that after the break. But then after that, we're going to go ahead and talk about fall patterns. And we're going to start with the fall pattern series, actually using a technique we usually don't talk about on a low sodium show. But it's a widely used technique. Everyone uses it. It doesn't matter if you're a 3-year-old all the way to a 90-year-old. You all use a spinnerbait. And we're going to talk about how to use spinnerbaits for fall bassing because they are so effective this time of year. All right, folks, we'll take a quick break. Matt, play the Orca, both Boondoggles. And, yeah, it's going to be a great
all
show,
right,
folks.
Got
I'm uber excited. Of course, we'll be right back with more of the Low Sodium Show with Mark Landon Crew Wheeler and Matt Yak Chum Trucks right after this.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com.
Hey, man, what you doing, man? I'm just trying to find out about this boondoggle thing, man. Boondoggle? That's not good stuff, man. A friend of mine back in the hood smoked some of that stuff, man. It's not good. He was freaking out, man. Nah, man, I'm talking about a kayak fishing boondoggle, man. It's when a bunch of fishermen on kayaks get together to hang out, man. A bunch of kayak fishermen hanging out. Sounds fishy to me, man. How do these guys hook up? Well, I tried to look them up, but they don't have a website yet, man. No website, man. Bummer. Nah, man, but I hear they're trying to raise money to build one, man. Oh, yeah? I'm trying to raise the money, too, man. You want to buy some? Nah, man. But this kayak fishing boondoggle thing is really a good idea, man. I think we ought to help these guys out, man. All right, man, I'm with you. So where do we go, man? Oh, nah, man, we ain't got to go nowhere, man. Right now we can help them out by checking out kayakfishingboondoggle.com, man. Okay, man, I can boondoggle on that, man. Don't get stuck in your kayaks.
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Is it a tournament? No, it's not a freaking tournament. A boondoggle's just an event where a bunch of kayak anglers come together for a weekend of fun and kayak fishing. We all get together and fish, check out industry-related products, have a big dinner, and swap a fishing story or two. What's that? Sounds like a useless waste of time? Yeah, it is. So what? So get your butt up off the couch and get to a boondoggle. Bring yourself. Bring your family. Heck, bring your hairy-ass brother-in-law. I don't care. Just get to a boondoggle. Check out yakangler.com/boondoggle for more information.
Listening to the Low Sodium Show on Kayak Fishing Radio with your host, Mark the Landing Crew Wheeler.
Alright, folks, we're back. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm super excited.
joined by my co-host, Matt Trucks, Yak Chum, as everyone knows him, on all the boards and everything. And
for everybody in the chat room, Mark has now joined you all. So.
Yes, I have. These new hook styles, they're pretty darn neat, and how the thought process is, and that is, I just put the link out on the chat room for the company, one of the many companies out there, and watch the video on how they. You tie them basically, and it's many. excuse me. Many of these companies are using this knotless style, and to be truthfully honest with you, I look at the knot, and the first thing I notice is that it's more of a Snell style on many of them. You know, kind of wrapping down, wrapping back over top of your line, and it it's basically a Snell knot, just much easier to do. I've been playing with them for a little bit now, in the speed category, it's pretty darn fast. I mean, I can go in and excuse me. I can go in and have a hook out of a tackle box in my hand, grab the line and wrap it, and be done in 15 seconds, 20 seconds. And that's pretty darn fast, and have a seamless setup, especially for like wide gap hooks. Where you're pushing that lure over the line is awesome. Plus, it's 100% knot, and I can verify that is very true. I've actually taken a 10-pound line and went ahead and tied it. I took several 10-pound lines and tied them on to the hooks, and then... put the hook up, grabbed the scale, and pulled on it until the line broke. And 9 times out of 10, it was the line would break, not at the hook, but at where I had it connected to the scale. And I'd get up to 10 pounds. Of course, there were some lines that I'm not going to mention those, Berkeley, that broke well before, Yozuri, well before the 10-pound test. So it was very, very, very cool. I really do think that if for a beginning angler that you can pick this up and you can, within seconds become efficient with these things, that's... just pretty darn stinking cool. Now, in the realm of things, are they going to take over the industry? I don't know.
How well do they hold on, though?
Oh, they hold... Dude, I took a 30-pound mono, which is, and I'm talking the good stuff. Stuff that I use for, our light tackle marlin.
Yeah.
And I tied it on there, hooked it up to the scale, maxed out the scale because I only have a 20-pound scale, as hard as I could. I didn't want to break it, so I took it off and then wrapped the line around a pipe, hooked the hook on there, and as hard as I could pull back until it broke, it would actually break... midway up the line or right at the pipe, which says something, man. I mean, when you've got something like that, as easy as it is to use it, it's got 100% knot strength, because it's not a knot per se. it's an overlapping of brine that that the whole system, okay, on the ones that I'm using, and that's the easy to hooks. But the system that that it uses, the more the tighter you get, the whole body itself gets tighter, right? Instead of just one specific point, the whole thing gets tight. But the crazy thing
is, it's like a bunch of twists around the line and around like a kind of like a hooking system that
right.
The hook's bent, right?
Right. Cool. And the cool thing is that if I wanted to change it out, I could just grab it and untwist it the way it came, and I could change out hooks if I wanted to. Now, granted, the line's going to be all twisted up. You're going to want to cut it anyway. But it's kind of cool that you can do that. You know what I mean?
Yep. I've seen these before.
Yeah, the only thing is that I tried several different braids on them. And if you've got a braid that's old, it's the only time that I found it. I tried it with some new braids, and I used the Suffix. I used Yozuri. I used Rapalas. I used Power Pro, Slick, and regular Power Pro, and they held great. I mean, they locked down tight. I mean, really tight.
Braid. That stuff gets tangled around everything and doesn't come off.
Right. Oh yeah. But what I found is that like old Suffix and old Power Pro, because it's lost its coating, that if when I put, and I'm, now I'm talking, I put a lot of weight into it to make it break, is the best way to put it. I could watch it start to slip, and then it just break. It would break up the line, not where it was. But basically, I was taking the hook and putting all 210 pounds that I am into this pull before it would happen. And I was using 80 pounds. So I hope that gives you all an idea of what we're talking about here. Pretty crazy stuff. Definitely cool. Definitely check it out.
I like
and,
it.
I really do think that they could definitely change the industry for the better. And but let me go ahead and do some fishing with these things, and we'll be back soon with the update on these set of hooks and everything else. But all right, folks, we're gonna take another quick little break here, come right back with Fall Patterns Part 1. Now, I do have to say that this is going to be somewhat a short show, about 45, 50 minutes. I've been going mad, and I need to get to bed. And that's why I'm doing a part series for the fall. But we're going to start off with spinnerbaits, and like I said, it's going to be a little bit shorter show than usual.
We'll still get pick of the weekend and Winnedoggle. So.
Yes. Actually, go ahead and let's do Winnedoggle now and Bull Bay Rods. All right, folks. All right. We'll be right back. More of the Low Sodium Show.
Winnedoggle.
Only on Packing.
Winnedoggle. Winnedoggle. The contest, all you have to do is listen to the Low Sodium Show via live podcast app for the word of the week. Each show prior to the boondoggle, we reveal a word which will eventually complete a phrase. Once you arrive at Big Lagoon State Park, Piradito Key, Florida, for the boondoggle on October 11, 2013, find the host of the Low Sodium Show, Mark, the landing crew wheeler, and recite the phrase to him. If the phrase is correct, you will be entered into the contest and receive a raffle ticket, which will be drawn on Saturday, October 12th, during the boondoggle dinner.
Boondoggle.
Prizes will include a custom bull bay rod, a Tommy Head Jig Super Pack, an Unfair Lures Unfair Pack, swag from Orca Coolers, and Jackson Kayak. If that's not enough, plus the meal and your stay at the next Boondoggle will be on the house.
Bull Bay Custom Rods are handcrafted, designed, built by fishermen for fishermen. Each blank goes through a rigorous stress test to ensure the highest quality, period. You can actually feel the action of the bite as well as lure vibration through the foregrip. Made with the highest quality components and made to your specifications. Bull Bay Custom Rods bring innovation to your hands. Go to bbrods.com to check out some amazing custom rods. Bull Bay Custom Rods, built by fishermen for fishermen.
Alright, folks.
You are listening to The Low Sodium Show on Kayak Fishing Radio with your host, Mark, the Landing Crew Wheeler.
Ah, yes. You must be zen and one with the bass. Feel yes. The bass. Be the bass.
Oh. You must wait for the Mark Wheeler introduction after every
yes.
commercial break.
Yes, yes. All right, folks, we're back. Nuh-uh, I love fall. I really do. Main reason is that I get to do two of my favorite things in the same day. I get to hunt in the morning. I come out of the tree stand. I jump in the kayak. I paddle out. I catch some bass. I come back in, head back to the tree stand, and kill something. I mean, it is awesome. But, yeah, I mean, this time of year coming up is truly awesome. It is truly when you can catch a lot of your biggest and best fish of the year besides the spawn. And you don't have to worry about, is this going to hurt the population or anything, okay? These are really aggressive fish. These are really good fighters and a ton of fun. So let's break down, What is happening with the bass? Depending on the lake you're in, the bass are moving from either deep water to shallow, from deep water to creek mouths, or from flats and whatever else to areas where the bait is. Period. It's basically if you find the bait. And this is more true than any time of the year. If you find the bait, you find the bass, and you find a lot of them, and you find them very aggressive. And this is the time of year where you can run. If you are a finesse fisherman, this is the time of the year where you can really become confident. And remember, confidence is key in bass fishing. You can become really confident in power fishing, throwing swim baits, throwing spinner baits, crank baits, lipless cranks, covering water. and fishing deeper points, fishing creek mouths, and really becoming efficient at throwing the stuff and having a lot of fun while doing it, catching a lot of fish. But basically the shad and everything are starting to freak out, basically is the best way to put it. They know that the hard times are coming. Especially the bass. They're going to, need to feed up for a long, hard winter, okay? So, this is why I was saying about spinner baits, okay? The great thing about spinner baits is you can tweak them to any situation you need, okay? You look at the water, okay, and you see bait fish screaming right underneath the surface, and they just get hammered. You see this a lot with spots. You'll see this a lot with really aggressive bass, largemouth, and smallmouth will do it as well. But you see him just screaming and wham, screaming, wham, 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 wham. Okay? This is when you can go ahead and take a long, you know, willow leaf, you know, system. you know, and you know, put a heavier spinnerbait on there, throw it and burn it right underneath the surface and catch fish. You know, and so you know, it's a great time of year to really tweak those techniques. And I really like throwing spinnerbaits this time of year. It's the only time of the year that I do like throwing spinnerbaits because, yeah, they work. Gosh darn it. Make sure you have a trailer on there. Cast it and retrieve. Cast it and retrieve. I can cover a ton of water. I could cover from the bottom to the top and be adjustable with that. And it's a technique that works great. Now, with that being said, the best thing to do is when you're retrieving the spinnerbait in is keep it moving erratically. Start, stop, snap the rod tip. Sweep the rod from side to side and do all those techniques to make it effective. Very, 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 very awesome stuff. Now, with that being said, you know, this is also a time of year where lipless cranks really work well. You know, they're matching that shad. You can match that bluegill to them. And you can burn them, you know, pretty fast. Snap, burn, burn, snap, snap, burn, 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 burn. Comes back in, cast, boom. Hits the water, and you're reeling again. You know, or you're yo-yoing, and or you're step the rod tip, and or you're just dragging the, you could drag the bottom with the lipless crank, like a red-eye shad, and do very well. And what you're mimicking when it's something's grinding in the bottom like that, which is a technique I really don't usually talk about because it is one of my secrets, is what I'm doing is I'm dragging that bottom. Is I'm mimicking a bottom dwelling bait fish, basically a shad. Shad will bury their nose in the bottom. You know, all these different little bait fish that live on the bottom like that. What I do is I remove the hooks, the trebles, and then I put a just a basic size 1/0. Wide gap live bait hook with a weed guard on it. That's all I need. That thing gets sucked in and you'll feel it gunk, and the line will pick up and start to move. I drop the rod tip, wait for the line to come tight, and I hit him. And every time I hit him, it hooks him right on the top of the mouth every time. It's great. Absolutely awesome. Now, that also being said, with you know, throwing a jig head like a Tommy head with a swim bait on it, or a fluke, or swimming it in as a swim jig, which is awesome. And actually, you could take a Tommy head jig, tie a like a Rapala knot or a loop knot style on there, right? Throw it out there with a jig. With a jig skirt, put a fluke tail on it as a trailer, and if you do it right, snap it like you would a jerk bait, snap and bring and give it some line. You could actually make a Tommy head jig walk the dog as a swim jig, and it's that's just too cool for school. This time of year that, you know, unfair lures. Yeah, the unfair lure is greeny. The arrowhead. Yeah, you need to be throwing them. Absolutely awesome baits for that. But yeah, I mean, just this is the time of year that you can really test your limits, have a lot of fun. This time of year that you can take your kids fishing with you. It's not hot. You know, it's perfect. bass feed all day long, and you can catch a lot of good fish. We're going to take a quick break come right back with Pig of the Week. And we're going to also talk, this is the end of part one of the fall fishing. We'll talk more about this next week. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the new reporting system, how you could send your reports in to the Kayak Fishing Radio, and be heard on the radio. It's awesome, isn't it? Anyway, we'll be right back with more of the Low Sodium Show, only on Kayak Fishing Radio.
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Is it a tournament? No, it's not a freaking tournament. A boondoggle's just an event where a bunch of kayak anglers come together for a weekend of fun and kayak fishing. We all get together and fish, check out industry-related products, have a big dinner, and swap a fishing story or two. What's that? Sounds like a useless waste of time? Yeah, it is. So what? So get your butt up off the couch and get to a boondoggle. Bring yourself. Bring your family. Heck, bring your hairy-ass brother-in-law. I don't care. Just get to a boondoggle. Check out yakangler.com/boondoggle for more information.
Okay, folks, you've heard me talk about unfair lures a little bit tonight. You've heard me talk about it every week. And, my God. If you're a bass fisherman, if you fish for walleye, salmon, trout, big slob trout, you fish for catfish, you fish for redfish, snook, any of them, put an unfair lure on your line, and you will find, you'll catch more fish, you'll catch bigger fish, and just truly awesome. Now definitely go to unfairlures.com, check them out, and buy some. Let them know that Mark Lennon Crew Wheeler sent you. Folks, if you're in Hampton Roads, I can tell you right now, Boda's Warehouse off Alaskan Road has them. And very soon, you're going to find Unfair Lures in almost every tackle shop in the country. And that's the God's honest truth on that. So go to unfairlures.com or your local tackle shop and pick up some of the unfair advantage with Unfair Lures. Okay, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jackson Kayaks. You know I can't say enough about them. The fishing line of kayaks is exceptionally, probably the best kayaks you'll ever paddle. They have a model for every type of fishing you can think of. The stability is amazing. It's the best stability ever. You also have the comfortable, elite, high-low style seat. You can sit in that kayak for days. So get out to your local dealer and set up a test paddle. Go to jacksonkayak.com to locate a dealer near you. Jackson Kayak. Why paddle the rest when you could paddle the best?
Nice. All right. You hear me talk about Tommy Head Jigs tonight. And I got an email from a guy who went, no way that these Tommy Head Jigs are better than blank. And I said, okay. How about this? And he was a local guy. I grabbed a handful of jigs we met, and I gave them to him. And I said, go out there and fish for them. But, you know, fish using them. Let me know how you do. And he literally went, I'm going to go test them out right now. He went out in the water. I got a call 45 minutes later saying, what are these things and where can I get more of them? This guy literally went from fishing and catching 5-6 bass at a time, you know, in a day, to, and within that 45 minutes, he caught 12 bass, two of them going over 6 pounds, on a lake that says seen it all. I mean, we're talking urban lake. This thing sees a ton of pressure, and he was whooping on them. I said, I told you so. So if you want to take some of that and go catch some bigger fish, more fish, and have confidence, check out TommyHeadJigs.com. Let them know that Mark Landon Crew Wheeler sent you. And it'd be greatly appreciated if you do. 100% American. What else can we say? Go to TommyHeadJigs.com and pick up the Tommy Head Advantage.
Kayak Fishing Radio presents The Low Sodium Show with your host, Mark the Landing Crew Wheeler.
Alright, folks. We're back. And, as you tell, I'm absolutely just tore up. Oh, man.
Oof. But, sounds like you need some allergy medicine there, bro.
Oh, dude, it's killing me. But, it's been a long week, but, this should get everyone going because it's time for the pig of the week. Oh, yeah, you little piggy. And the pig of the week this week actually goes to, goes to a good buddy of mine, and he asked me not to say his name, and I said, that's fine. He went bass fishing on a Kerr Reservoir this past weekend, in the rain and the wind and everything else, and he was fishing a local tournament that was there, a small bass club, and in a 5-bass bag, he had 33 pounds. So that's amazing. I mean, that's almost a little over 6 pounds of bass per bass. And his closest second place was only 16 pounds. So it gives you an idea of how bad he rocked it. And, he did awesome. And so congratulations, buddy. You're now the newest winner of Pig of the Week. That's
very
awesome,
nice.
Man. Yeah, he killed it, dude. Absolutely killed it. Alright. Yes, folks, it's now the time for the talk. Now, I sat back and I started thinking about what this phrase is going to be, and I just couldn't figure out one that would fit for what I'm trying to do. And, so, the new phrase, the new one for this week at least, is, are you ready? You got your pen and paper, right, folks? Get your pen and pad? This one is, you got your button ready there, right, Matt?
Oh, it's totally ready.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just... Yeah, you know, we could... Anyway, the newest word is lures. There you go. All right. So,
Tommy wants to know what last week's word was. I think we have to tell him he has to go back and listen to last week's show on the podcast.
You do have to go back and listen to last week's show.
Sorry, buddy.
Yes. Oh, man. But as you see, I'm about ready to die. So we're going to call it a night, folks. I'd like to thank everyone who showed up. And I do apologize for the short show, but I'm just tore up.
Yeah, no problem, man. But let me just chime in here real quick. I just want to remind everybody to go and please participate in submitting your local fishing reports and also what's locally going on in your area via Skype or the call-in number. If you go to kayakfishingradio.com, it's right there on the front page, the instructions of kind of like a format. If you want to follow that, that's cool. If not, and it's also got all the contact information on there. So we can't do it without you, so we'd appreciate it. I think it's going to be pretty cool once it gets started. That's all I got with that.
Okay, cool, man. Okay, cool. All right, folks, like I said, it's going to be the end of the show. I'd like to thank all of my sponsors, personal sponsors, Tommy Head Jigs, Unfair Lures, Rooker Coolers, Bull Bay Rods, Jackson Kayak, and you. Folks, you're my personal sponsor. You help me get up and do this every week, and I do appreciate it. So that being said, I'd like to thank Matt Trucks for helping me out tonight, as always. It's a great help, buddy.
Hey,
and,
no problem. Anytime.
Folks, that'll do it. Remember, folks, take a kid fishing. Always have your PFD on. And get your fish on. Man. Good night, everybody.